You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, I'm welcoming back my mate Bruce, or as he is better known at the moment as Santa Claus. Bruce, how are you? How's the centering going?
Oh, Merry Christmas. We are busy. We are very busy. I'm traveling about and making my list and checking it twice and making visits to all the little boys and girls in the various homes around the city of Frederick, where I live in, being who's naughty and who's nice. And I think I told you last time, you know how I keep my sleigh clean? I use sanitizer.
Oh.
Oh, and my elves' favorite music is what? Rap music. W-R-A-T. W-R-A-T. For old
you are friends. Good.
Anyway. I'm busy. I'll tell you all about the history of Santa Claus sometime, about the robes of the bishop from Myra, Turkey, is where I originate. I'm 1752 years old this year.
You have got the story down, Pat. Well, speaking of naughty and nice, firstly, you'll have a big lump of coal for me, I'm sure. But no, naughty and nice, let's talk Hunter Biden. I mean, what an extraordinary circumstance.
It is, this is no surprise to anyone that he was going to pardon his son, Hunter. Hunter has been a very, very bad boy over the years, and he's not getting anything for Christmas. Actually, he just got a huge Christmas present from his dad, who gave him a 10-year blanket pardon. And that exonerates him from everything that he has done that is known, even stuff that's not known, between 2014 and 2024. It's people are just going, what?
That was one of the striking things, is it's not just because he's on some gun felonies and drugs, yeah. But people have been pointing out the fact that it goes back, is it 2014 covers what he was up to in Ukraine. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. That's when he signed on with Burisma. You know, he's such an oil expert, right? And they paid him $1 million a year, or millions, to sit on their board and basically provide influence to his dad, who was at that point sitting vice president. The reason why they did it so soon is his sentencing is coming up. On the 12th, he is 12th and the 16th. One is the gun charge, which it's a minor thing, usually is tacked on to other crimes because he had said that he's not addicted to cocaine when he signed that, and he very much was. And then disposing of it, his girlfriend, his brother's widow, threw the gun away for him. And then he starts having an affair with his deceased brother's widow, turns her into a crack addict. I mean, that guy's just a mess.
Has he turned his life around in any way, or is he still on the bad track?
No, he says he has been clear, sober and clean for 5 years. And so this nepotism, this unbelievable historical, a president, the executive power of the president, I don't know if you've got it in New Zealand, the president can pardon anybody for anything, like Richard Nixon got pardoned. And they usually do a handful of pocket pardons on their way out. And this has got Jill's hands written all over it. I don't know if he knows he partied up there. Jill, she is Hunter's stepmother, and she's got her hands all over the White House.
The power behind the throne, really. I mean, I'm happy to say that New Zealand does not have anything like this. There's I suppose strictly speaking, there's what they call the prerogative of mercy that the king can exercise, but even that's not Charles waking up and going, I'm going to pardon Simon or Bruce. It's got to go through ministers. So yeah, it's an extraordinary power, but it's important, isn't it, that what Biden's doing is not illegal. It's perfectly within his rights, but it's been seen by people going, whoa, this really pushes it.
Yeah, it sure does. And it's not illegal. But what this does, the little loophole, is that it will take away the Fifth Amendment, which is the power of self-incrimination. I refuse to answer this question on the grounds that it may incriminate me. Well, you can't incriminate yourself if you've been pardoned, so he must testify. Otherwise, all bets are off. So that could be kind of fishy for the Biden family. And Brother Jim's in on this as well with tax evasion. Well, Hunter, he's got tax evasion, guns, drugs, prostitution. Let's see what defaming the government. He didn't register as a foreign spy. He's got all kinds of stuff. And it's just, this is just free and clear. It's amazing.
So Trump's said that he's going to pardon the January 6th people. Does this decision of Biden's make that even more likely now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Trump has now got, you know, the whole thing of all the Trump accusations. No one is above the law. You know, even the president, no one's above the law. Well, yes, they are. His name is Hunter Biden. They're just morally, ethically bankrupt. The whole family's just bad.
Is any of the media, because I'm not reading all the media or watching the MSNBCs and stuff, is anyone defending this decision or saying it's all okay?
No. Even the press see him going out. They see that they have been wrong on everything for a very long time. And this, when Biden drops this news bomb on Sunday evening, and then hops on a plane and flies to Angola, Africa.
I didn't realize that, so I don't know why I find that funny.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, so he's not around to answer any questions. And yes, he's doing his final world tour, and Angola is... It's a strategic, it's got a lot of rare earth minerals that China and Russia are looking at. So we want to be nice with southern continent Earth, Angola, Zaire, Congo, those kind of folks. So that's where Biden is.
Oh, Lord. I'm still recovering, Bruce, for him walking back into the bushes of the Amazon. But moving back into America and maybe more on the Trumpian side, he's appointed more people into his cabinet or running various departments. One that you and I were talking about before we came on air was the new proposed appointment for the FBI. Talk us through why that's supposedly controversial.
Well, FBI has been weaponized. They're the ones who came storming into Mar-a-Lago with the guns drawn in the former president's house. Are you kidding me? They have weaponized and politicized the department and the current FBI. Gosh, I can't remember his name. Anyway, his term isn't up until 2026, but he serves at the pleasure of the president. So the president's going to fire him and hire Kash Patel, who has to then be confirmed by the Senate. And it could be a little tricky because Kash Patel doesn't have any law enforcement experience. He's got an awful lot of foreign intelligence experience and a lot of just anti-FBI experience. And so Trump's going to put him in there to basically clean house. Not destroy the whole department, but certainly go through it with a fine-tooth comb and just get rid of the deep state, which is the unelected bureaucrats sitting around in little cubby holes. You've got renegade agents out there. You've got just lots of nasty things. They're going after folks at a PTA meeting or praying at an abortion clinic. So they've got to clean up all this thing.
It's my impression from a distance. Oh, sorry, I interrupted. Go for it, Bruce.
No. From a distance, you go.
I was just going to say, from a distance, it really looks like a lot of, not all, but a lot of Trump's appointments are there to shake up that system that's become bloated, broken, distracted.
And that ties in with the Justice Department. Remember, he had originally named Matt Gaetz as secretary. And Gaetz said Gaetz had to step down. Or no, as Attorney General, excuse me. Gaetz stepped down because he was just way too controversial. And now he's got who he should name in the first place is Pamela Bondi, who is, she is a whippersnapper. She's not, she's beauty and brains to get
a whippersnapper.
You've never heard that?
I have, but I haven't heard it for a while.
I don't know. I don't think even Americans use that one.
It's a Bruceism.
But she, she was there in the first impeachment. And now she and Cash Patel, if they both get confirmed, are going to join hands. And this could be very consequential. And, they're going to go in and find the enemies of the state and get them.
Well, we will keep, we'll have to keep a close eye on it all. Bruce, I better leave it there, or Santa, I better let you get back on your sleigh and spread the love and joy of the season.
Absolutely, and yes, I have to travel and see the kids, boys and girls, all around the world. Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to talking to you guys all next week.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.